Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. A bipartisan infrastructure proposal is drawing support from centrists in Congress. But NPR's Joel Rose reports it's not clear if the bill can win over progressive Democrats or the White House.
A bipartisan group of 20 lawmakers in the Senate is talking about a proposal that would spend roughly $1 trillion on infrastructure. Vermont's Bernie Sanders, the progressive chair of the Senate Budget Committee, offered mild praise for the bill on NBC's Meet the Press.
What is in the bipartisan bill in terms of spending is, from what I can see, mostly good. It is roads and bridges, and we need to do that.
But Sanders says he does not support raising the gas tax or fees on electric vehicles to fund the bill. And he's concerned that the bipartisan bill includes just a fraction of the new spending the White House originally proposed, leaving out some key Democratic priorities, including expanded child care and climate change mitigation. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The Veterans Health Administration will soon begin offering gender confirmation surgery. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the VA secretary announced the change at a Pride event in Florida this weekend.
Speaking in Orlando, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said veterans' health care would move to expand from offering only hormone treatment and mental health counseling to include gender confirmation surgery. McDonough mentioned the Pulse nightclub shooting 5 years ago in his remarks. He said that LGBTQ plus veterans have higher rates of mental illness and suicidal thoughts, but are less likely to seek routine care, in part because they fear discrimination. McDonough also said he would work to make the VA a more welcoming place for the roughly 8% of staff who identify as LGBTQ+. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Michigan is set to lift its orders limiting large gatherings and requiring masks this week. Karel Vega of member station WKAR reports it marks a major turning point for the state.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the state will move up its date to lift nearly all coronavirus restrictions from July 1st to June 22nd. Capacity in indoor and outdoor settings will increase to 100%, and face masks will no longer be required. The governor credits a large drop in case rates and hospitalizations, along with a steady rise in the number of residents who received a COVID-19 vaccine, for the decision. State data shows half of Michiganders are fully vaccinated and more than 60% have gotten their first shots. The announcement caps a dramatic turnaround in the state. In April, Michigan was a national hotspot for COVID-19 infections. For NPR News, I'm Karel Vega in Lansing.
In Alabama, 10 people are dead, 9 of them children, after a crash and pileup on a rain-soaked highway. A local official says the vehicles likely hydroplaned on wet roads left by Tropical Depression Claudette. This is NPR. In Arizona, hundreds of firefighters are battling a blaze between Phoenix and Flagstaff that broke out Wednesday. It's burned more than 37 square miles and is 0% contained. State officials are blaming intense heat for the spread. Russia's ambassador to the U.S. is now on his way back to Washington. Anatoly Antonov and U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan were recalled 3 months ago amid rising tensions between the U.S. and Russia. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to the exchange during their summit last week. The final round of the U.S. Open Golf Championship is underway in San Diego. There was a three-way tie for the lead heading into today's play. Greg Eklund reports all three of them tee up later this hour.
The three come from diverse backgrounds. Russell Henley, a 32-year-old Georgian who played the Torrey Pines course only once previously and missed the cut. Mackenzie Hughes, who's bidding to become the first Canadian to win a U.S. Open. And Louis Oosthuizen of South Africa. He's the only one of the trio to win a major championship, the 2010 British Open.
I think I was too dumb, really, when I won the Open to get nervous and to know what was going on.
Oosthuizen, now 38, was a runner-up in the most recent major, the PGA Championship, last month. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.